Trinidad. Oh,
Caribbean.
Yeah, I know. I've never been there though, but I've got about two friends on that from Trinidad. Yeah, I guess it's a nice place. Yeah.
Yes, it's awesome. It's great. If I have to guess, you're from America, right?
At all, fam. Way.
Where are you from?
Yeah, man, I'm way down here in Africa. I'm Nigerian,
cool.
Though.
There's a lot of Nigerian people work in Trinidad. It's good networking, I think, for both countries. Hello? Hey, bro, you hear me?
Hello, are you there?
You hear me?
Yeah, sorry, a call actually came in and I can hear you.
There's a lot of Nigerians that work in Trinidad, and I think there's a lot of Trinidadians that work in Nigeria as well, because the bilateral agreement between the two countries.
Oh, same. Okay.
Yeah. But
this thing we're on right now, like it says invest, not hustle. Yeah. Like, is it your own stuff or someone else's stuff that we're actually bumping?
This is
around
my
now?
Own. I woke up this morning and as I opened my phone, I checked WhatsApp status and I saw a friend post hustling hard. And I'm like, why it is everyone hustle hard for the rest of their life and never invest to create? You understand me? So I decided to broadcast.
All right. Now, that actually caught my attention, and I actually just hoped and wished for someone to get on the line, and you came up. Now, check this, yeah? I believe every man them, like all man them, have to hustle before you invest. However your investment comes, however easy it comes for you, you will still have to hustle and put in work to make that investment come true for you. What
totally
do you think,
agree.
Bam?
I think you're right, but what I'm trying to get to the... Oh, I should have been more elaborate, but I couldn't put in more information.
Yeah. Maybe you actually just didn't put it right, yeah. Because I actually believe... Say you're an investor, and then these investments, like, you actually didn't really go through hustle, you know. You actually just kind of inherited this shit, you know. Probably, like, your dad is gone, your mom is gone, and you know, you're the boss now, like, you handle biz. And you're privileged to see quite a handful of money. Now, you have to be sharp up there. You have to be creative up there. You have to be productive up there. If not, motherfuckers are going to take you for granted and they're going to swerve you off your money.
Correct.
You know? So that extra productivity, that extra knowledge, and that everything you've got is actually have to come in handy. And how else is it going to come in handy? By you putting in work. That work you put in is actually hustle.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. What I was pointing out is that most people hustle for 80% of their life. They never give any thought to investment. And I think I was clear enough. So, like, someone can invest, like, a small percentage of your money. So, let's say you earn $10,000 a month and you spend $10,000 a month, each month, living paycheck to paycheck. This would lead to you having to hustle for the rest of your life, you know, without seeing and practicing how to. It's like, let me rewind. Hustling is not a bad thing, but hustling without the purpose of investing in the future is a bad thing. It means you will have to hustle for the rest of your life. You're going to be tired.
Yeah, man. True that.
And you hustling, you work in construction, you selling stuff, and all your money, you just blow it out and never invest in either real estate, the stock market, food, or transportation. All your investment, all the hustle you hustle went down the drain for nothing, because it means when you reach 55, you have almost no money reserve or no stream of income that do not need your energy. Investing is like this. You put in work now, 5 years of hard work, and you invest that money into a system that will pay you a dividends for a lifetime. That is what I see. Hustle.
True.
Invest but not hustle. So when you're hustling, hustle to save to invest. Don't.
No. You have to actually look for a safe landing for both to align.
Yes.
Because both go hand in hand. Like I was saying, no matter how easy you get it, that hustle, whenever you're putting it back or however you're investing that thing you've gotten, however easy you got it from, you're actually going to put in work. Yes. And that work you're going to put in is hustle. I actually agree with what you're saying. I love everything you just said. And I must tell you, like, I commend you for that. But just like I said, they go hand in hand. You know, one doesn't work without the other. They're just like the yin and yang.
Your point is really important to me because I more push people to do more investing than spending too much of time hustling. Because, I mean, hustling is good.
Yeah. Now that will be your perception as regards how you make money or you make your investment or how you create your legacy. That would be your own perspective as regards that aspect of life. You know? But it's also a good one, like I said, you know. Sorry if I may ask, what's the weather like in Trinidad right now?
Perfect weather to go on the beach. No, I'm not.
Actually headed to the beach.
Meet up a friend to talk about some business around 1 o'clock today. So no beach today. Today is my off.
What time is it? Oh, this is like 4:15 here in Nigeria, and it's really, really sunny here in the city of Abuja. Like, wow. Well, I'm actually just sitting down under some trees, you know, receiving the cool breeze of mother nature.
I can't recall the last time I stepped outside and like just chill in nature. Last year was the last time I went to the beach and actually chill. Yeah, but right about now, I am kind of like, as you say, hustling. I'm hustling right about now, putting in the work for my future investment. So I'm dealing with business agreement, meeting new people, and those things I'm working on. So I just work on.
Yeah, check this, y'all. What's your name? Okay, Uncle Merv.
Yes, Marvin.
What's your real name? Like Marvin? Marvin, okay. Sorry, Marvin, 26. How old are you? I'm 33, though. How old are you?
Yeah.
You're 26. Okay, now I understand where the whole hunger is coming from. Like, I understand your soul from, I relate to your soul, you know. Right now, yeah. Yeah, all about that bread, you get me? And I like the spirit, I like the drive.
Yeah, I got what you said.
Are you there?
If I'm all about the hustle, right about now, and about developing myself financially, yes, I am. I am actually come from a poor background, and I know this. So I just want to leave a legacy that my youngest relatives could see that even though he was poor, he was able to escape the circle of poverty. And that's what my main goal is, not only for myself.
Yeah, true that.
Generation. I think as...
Inheriting
wealth is something very dangerous. I'm glad for the opportunity to understand the struggle, because if you don't understand the struggle, you can never really understand the value of having wealth. So, and a rich person doesn't have the time to teach the children how to...
True that.
You know? So that's for one of my main goals is to create a program to help people come out of the poverty mindset. And this
funny enough, guess what? Guess what? Are you there? I'm this dude, you know, I'm all about the vibrations, you know, I'm all about positivity, I'm all about, you know, good vibes. And I've got what In Your Face is all about. I'm sure you know the name is In Your Face.
Yeah.
In Your Face is all about like the youth empowerment here in Nigeria too, you know, the poverty going on right now in Nigeria. Like the grind, the hustle. Right now things are really hard for man them down here, you know. The poverty has led to so much high rates of crime, robbery, kidnapping, whatchamacallit, the whole kind of fuckery you could think about is actually going on right here, right now. So my own brand, which is In Your Face, is actually here to try to get people that are actually in the hood, in the ghetto, those ones that are really into poverty, giving them that hope and letting them know that, doesn't mean that we're from this background, you know, we will actually make it.
To be honest, I don't think it's where you're from. It's all about your mindset. Mindset. It doesn't matter.
True that. You know, we Nigerians, we're so strong-minded. We're strong-minded people. You know, we're just like the Spartans. You get me? We're putting so much work. You know, be it legit, you know.
In Trinidad, sometimes you work because let's be real. If you go to a foreign country to work, the favors doesn't be in your favor as the local people, and it's. Because it's
true.
Some people might think they take the job, which I think is. Some people might think they don't deserve the same pay as a local. I think if you put in the same effort, you deserve the same amount of money as anybody else. Once your effort is equivalent to anybody else, you know. So I see the work they put in. Some of them work double shift almost every day because where I work, there's a 24-hour job. Every day. No matter if I work morning or evening. So I know they are working long shift because I work from 5 a.m. till 12, till 1 p.m. Or sometimes I work from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the night. So, and I see these people working and they're putting in the My only concern is if they are using the money wisely to create an income for the future. And this is what my main concern is. How many people thinking about investing and not just hustling? Because when you hustle, eventually you're going to get tired. When you get tired and your body can't support putting in that amount of hustle and you have no stream of income that supports itself, what you're going to do?
True that. Well, on behalf of myself as a Nigerian and other Nigerians, we appreciate the love you have for us.
No matter if you're black, white, Chinese, East Indian, the more people come together and work together, it's more easier life going to be. It's more affordable. Everybody will be able to afford a life that they're comfortable with. I think there's more than enough. For everybody, it's just that there are plenty of greedy people around. That's it. So what you can do for me is look at me on Instagram. It's uncle.man. And follow me. I'll follow you back and we can continue having discussion because if you really want to build a relationship, maybe in the future, we could end up doing some business together. You never know. So anybody else?
All right, my own handle is In Your Face Official.
All right, cool.
Follow you right back immediately.
You could invite your friends and we could all have a discussion on
Why not? Same with you. Once you've got friends, you could invite them over.
Social development, others into finance, some with more personal coaching. So I have a group of like 15 people in a group on Instagram and we share ideas with each other and it's really nice to have people, a support community. Like even though when you feel down, you like want to go through what my problem is and someone will say, well, let me help you get this done. Really nice to have that kind of support around because it helps you move forward. But time is running out and I really appreciate you joining. This chat.